from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Caspick. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes, Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. To subscribe to Locked On Giants Baseball, you can find us on the brand new podcast app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also get in your car and tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Giants Baseball. Coming up on today's show, we are going to preview the upcoming game against the Colorado Rockies, which takes place today at around noon. With yesterday's game being rained out, we don't have that game to talk about. But there are some interesting points to make about the lineup today versus what the lineup was yesterday. So we're going to dive a little deeper into platoons and specifically the platoons that the Giants are implementing. But we're also going to talk about the big news that Buster Posey and Drew Pomeranz have been placed on the injured list. Specifically, Posey has been placed on the 7-day concussion DL. Maybe that's also called the concussion IL now, I don't know. So we're going to talk about those transactions and the corresponding roster moves. So that's probably a good place to start. I did not know that Buster Posey was dealing with concussion symptoms, but he apparently was. And Aramis Garcia was called up from AAA to take his spot on the roster temporarily, and he is in the lineup today batting 7th. And the reason for that, and it was Steven Vogt in the lineup yesterday batting 3rd, I think, is that Aramis Garcia is right-handed and Steven Vogt is left-handed. And the starter for the Rockies yesterday was going to be a right-handed pitcher in John Gray. But for whatever reason, they decided to go with a lefty today in Kyle Freeland. And so the Giants have a completely different lineup out there. But before we get into platoons and all that, just to kind of talk about Aramis Garcia and what to expect. He's an interesting case, and we haven't talked about him much. He had a really good spring, and there was a lot of people who were upset when he didn't make the opening day roster, and someone like Eric Kratz did instead. I think there's a lot of talk about how he did last year for the Giants as a September call-up, when he hit .286 with a .308 on base percentage and a .492 slugging. So that was a line that was 17% better than league average offensively. But the thing is about that is that it was absolutely filled with unsustainable performances pretty much across the board. So he had a .500 batting average on balls in play, which is just laughably high and obviously something that would not continue. Everyone's going to be more or less around .300 in that category, so you can knock off 200 points of batting average and on base percentage, which brings him down to like a .86 batting average as opposed to .286. And it's not that simple, and it's not just luck. It can just be something that's not sustainable. There's a common misperception that BABIP is always all about luck, but the fact is, if you're on a roll and you're just like pounding the ball all over the ballpark, you're going to be living with a high batting average on balls in play. It doesn't like necessarily mean you're just getting lucky hits. It just means when we see something like that, we know it's not going to last. So the other thing that was unsustainable about this performance was that he was striking out almost 50% of the time at 47.7%, and he also had an unreasonably high home run to fly ball ratio of 25%. So I'm not trying to knock the guy, but I'm just saying nothing about last year's performance should have screamed to us that he's ready to be at the major league level. He very well could be, but it's not batting like he was last year. He's going to have to make adjustments because pretty clearly those numbers were going to come crashing down if nothing else changed. So this year in AAA, he was striking out 37% of the time, which is just still really high. And he was just hitting .205 with a .309 on base and a .434 slugging. So that's still some good power. The difference between the average and the slugging is significant. And so that's that stat called ISO that I like to talk about. And it's a good measure of just power. So he has some of that, but the issue is going to be batting average on base percentage. And so overall, he's kind of projected to be well below average offensively, like 35% below average. But the thing is, he's batting in a platoon situation right now. He's facing a lefty today, I don't really know exactly what to expect defensively from him, but I do think I seem to recall that his framing was pretty good. And the fact is that for the time being with Posey on the IL, it's probably going to be a strict platoon, if not Vogt getting most of the starts, even against lefties. So the timing of this is rough for Buster Posey, who was just kind of coming out of his early season struggles and was putting it all together. He was hitting the ball hard early in the season, but the hits weren't there. And then they were really coming in the last couple of weeks or so, and we were very optimistic about him on this show. So hopefully, you know, you need to be super cautious in a season like this with a player like him. There's no reason to try to push him through a concussion. So hopefully they'll be as cautious as they need to be with him and give him as much time as he needs. So the rest of the lineup goes like this. Steven Duggar is leading off. Then it's Tyler Austin at first base, Evan Longoria, Mac Williamson, Kevin Pillar, Brandon Crawford, Aramis Garcia, Donovan Solano, and Derek Holland is on the mound. So the guys on the bench are Joe Panik, left-handed, Steven Vogt, left-handed, Brandon Belt, left-handed, Pablo Sandoval, switch hitter, better from the left side, so worse against a left-handed pitcher like the Rockies have on the mound today. So coming up in the next segment, we are going to discuss more about these platoons that the Giants are implementing and how it is an improvement over what they've had the last several seasons. Remember to subscribe to Locked On Giants Baseball. You can find us on the brand new podcast app Himalaya. In an ever-expanding podcast world, you need Himalaya with their personally curated playlists and new features every day. Download Himalaya on your app store and subscribe to Locked On Giants Baseball. So all of that about platoons specifically related to the Giants is coming up next, but first, we talk about baseball performance all the time on this show, but what about performance in the bedroom? That's right. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew is the first chewable with the same active FDA-approved ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know that they work. They can be taken anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Yes, I actually know someone who has tried this product and they have extremely positive things to report about its effectiveness. The best part about Blue Chew is that it's prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so there's no more visit to the doctor's office, waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness around this topic. Blue Chew is made in the United States and prepares and shipped direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit www.bluechew.com and get your first shipment free when you use special promo code MLB. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code MLB, and try it. It's free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Okay, so as promised, we're going to get a little more into the fact that I think it's super significant that yesterday against a right-handed pitcher, the game that was supposed to happen, the Giants had a completely different lineup than the lineup that is out there today against a lefty. Like it or not, this is a hallmark of good teams, the very best teams. The Los Angeles Dodgers, like, they platoon you to death. They have guys like Jock Peterson, who just absolutely own right-handed pitching and are just way, way above average when they're in there against a righty. And then if there's a lefty on the mound, he doesn't play. And it's not just him. In some of these World Series teams that the Dodgers had, they had multiple 20 home run guys sitting on the bench in the postseason because there was a lefty starter on the mound. And I do understand that some people don't like this, but really, if you look at the numbers, it's impossible to ignore why teams do stuff like this. And, you know, I only mentioned the Dodgers because that was a team that Farhan Zaidi had his fingerprints all over. And so if you want to think about what are the Giants striving to become, it's a team like the way the Dodgers are constructed. And they have made progress in this regard with guys like Tyler Austin specifically. He just represents a real threat against left-handed pitching, which the Giants haven't had a guy like this who's just kind of one-dimensional but really good at that one-dimensional thing that he does. So speaking of unsustainable performances, I know I'm constantly talking about how much I like Tyler Austin, but if I'm going to knock Aramis Garcia for unsustainable numbers, I have to come back to Tyler Austin, who is hitting .314 with a .415 on base percentage and a .429 slugging percentage this year. That's been 35 5% above average offensively, but he's doing it with a 579 batting average on balls in play. So that's obviously even less sustainable than what Aramis Garcia was doing last year, and Austin is also striking out 39% of the time. But the fact is, Tyler Austin has a longer track record than just this season. He's played in 137 games, 445 plate appearances, and all told, he's been above average offensively with a 329 career average on balls in play. This is a guy who hit 17 home runs last year in just 69 games. And in his career against left-handed pitching, it's really not that big of a sample, so we can't necessarily expect this level to continue, but he is hitting .287 with a .362 on base percentage and a .567 slugging. So all told, that is offensive production that's 46% better than the league average. The funny thing about him and performance against lefties specifically is that historically in his career, where he's done his real damage against lefties has been in the power department. He's not just necessarily someone who's going to get on base at some ridiculous level, although 362 is still pretty good. But that 280 isolated power, again, the difference between slugging and batting average, is really high. But with the San Francisco Giants, it has not been high at all. Even against lefties this year, he has only a 0.80 ISO. And overall on the season, it's just 114. But again, in his career against both sides, it's at 226, and specifically against lefties, 280. So in Coors Field, lefty on the mound today, the thing that Tyler Austin brings to the table is slugging and power, especially against lefties. So eventually he's going to break out and have a big game, and that's exactly why he's in there today, batting second in the lineup. So Kevin Pillar is another guy who has dramatic platoon splits. He's actually league average against left-handed pitching, and he's been well below average offensively against righties. And Donovan Solano, recently called up from AAA to take the spot essentially of Yonhervis Solarte, is in there batting eighth, playing second base, as opposed to starting Joe Panik. So we're seeing an increased willingness to platoon some Giants players. I'm not sure how it sits with them, but it's absolutely something you have to do unless you're like a star level offensive player or a star level defensive player and you just don't want to take that defense out of the lineup. That's really the case with Brandon Crawford, who's in there today batting sixth. So guys like Corey Seager and now Cody Bellinger and Justin Turner, they don't get platooned on the Dodgers. But the guys who have dramatic platoon splits and are not star level players and are not super elite defenders, they get platooned. And you might want to say, well, Jock Peterson is a star level player, but that's only because they don't expose him to left-handed pitching that often. If they did, his numbers across the board would come crashing down. So anyway, the Giants are slowly but surely moving in that direction, and it's good to see them just stack up their lineup with a bunch of dangerous right-handed hitters today. With Austin, Longoria, Williamson, Pillar, all of those guys represent a threat against a lefty. And in years past, they've just kind of had their eight offensive players and stuck with them, whether it's a good platoon advantage or not. So more and more, we're seeing like a greater depth on the Giants, although with these injuries now, we are going to see the depth they have a little more closely. Like, I don't know how good of depth Donovan Solano and Aramis Garcia are really going to be. But the last bit of news, I'm not sure I even mentioned this, is that Drew Pomeranz was placed on the IL and Tyler Beede was called up to take his spot, and he's likely to get another start on Sunday. It will be a rematch against the Reds, this time at Oracle Park. And so again, I was very impressed by the stuff he had in that first start, but it just all kind of spiraled out of control. But I do think he's definitely deserving of another look. So yeah, as I said, the Giants will take on the Rockies today in just a couple of hours, and we will be back with another episode tomorrow on Friday morning. 11:30 a.m. is when these podcasts come out. We will be talking about this game against the Rockies. We'll be talking about whether this right-handed lineup could handle this left-handed starting pitcher for the Rockies. Once again, my name is Ben Caspick. You can follow me on Twitter at @Cove_cast. This is a daily show with new episodes every weekday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. To subscribe to Locked On Giants Baseball, you can find us on the brand new podcast app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also get in your car and tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Giants Baseball. If you like this show, please consider subscribing, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to listen and subscribe to Locked On Giants Baseball. I cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow, and until then, we'll see you next time.